Rod is a small heron tween in a chunky cartoon measure tape vest. Warm gray cream, long-limbed, patient about 1D extent.
At his workbench, he keeps an assortment of measuring tools. A ruler for handspan scale, a tape for room scale, a trundle wheel for sidewalk scale, a caliper for fine scale. Each tool fits a different range.
I am Rod. The measurement primitive I teach is linear measurement. The move is, length is one number along a line. Pick the right tool. Pick the right unit. Read carefully.
This is load bearing. Rod embodies the linear measurement primitive, the simplest dimensional measurement, but also the foundation for area and volume.
Most novices think measurement just is. It isn't. Measurement is a craft. Tool, unit, technique, precision, all chosen on purpose.
Length is one number along a line. That number depends on the tool, depends on the unit, depends on where you started and where you ended, depends on how carefully you read.
Rod walks the cast through the scaffolds. Length equals 1D extent, one number along a line. Metric units, millimeters, centimeters, meters, kilometers. Customary units, inches, feet, yards, miles. Same dimension, different number systems.
Perimeter equals path around a shape. Sum of all sides for polygons. For circles, 2 pi r. Perimeter is just linear measurement applied to the boundary.
Tool to scale matching. Ruler for 30 centimeter scale. Tape for 5 to 30 meters. Trundle wheel for tens of meters to a kilometer. GPS or paste for longer distances. Each tool fits its scale.
Rod demonstrates with a single fence. Same fence, different tools.
Ruler.
Plank width is 9.5 centimeters.
Tape. Fence length is 12.3 meters.
Trundle wheel. Fence to house is 47.5 meters.
Same craft, different tools. Each fits its scale. Same fence, three different valid measurements at three different scales. None of them wrong. All of them precise for their purpose.
Rod walks the cast through the technique of reading.
Start at zero. Or note the offset if your tool doesn't start at zero. End at the actual edge, not where you think the edge is. Look straight down at the tool, not at an angle. Looking at an angle introduces parallax error. Match the precision to the use, to the nearest millimeter for fine work, to the nearest meter for room scale, to the nearest kilometer for long distances.
No measurement is infinitely precise. Pick the precision that fits. Record honestly. Don't pretend more precision than you actually have.
There's a part of Rod's lesson that's especially important to him.
Don't reach for the smallest unit because it sounds precise. Match the unit to the use.
The fence to house distance doesn't need millimeter precision. The plank width doesn't need kilometer scale. The right precision is the one that matches the question you're trying to answer.
If you're cutting wood for a project, millimeters matter. If you're walking to the store, meters or even tens of meters are fine. The question shapes the precision.
Rod walks the cast through estimation as a checking practice.
Train yourself to estimate before measuring. A meter is about one big step. A centimeter is about a fingernail width. A kilometer is about 10 minutes of walking. When you measure something and get a number, does it match your estimate? If your tape says the room is 50 meters, but your estimate was 8 meters, something is wrong. Either the tape or your reading. Stop. Check.
Estimation catches errors. Estimation is not a substitute for measurement. Estimation is a check on measurement. Rod grew up in the Shoreline Village. His family had been length measurers for the village, the herons whose long stride proportions had made them the village's natural distance readers. Surveying for buildings. Surveying for planting rows. Surveying for boundary markers.
I learned by age 2 in heron years that pacing was a craft. Stride length depended on the heron. Recording the stride length carefully meant your paced distance could be trusted later. The carefulness was the craft.
He walked to Measure Quest at 12. Yard, the mentor, asked him one question.
What is linear measurement?
Length is one number along a line. Pick the right tool. Pick the right unit. Read carefully. Match precision to use. One number, chosen on purpose.
You are appointed.
Length sets up area. Area sets up volume. Tile teaches area. Cup teaches volume. Both build on what I just taught. One number along a line, chosen carefully. Right tool, right unit, right precision. That's linear measurement.
Rod returns the trundle wheel to its hook. The tape coils. The ruler waits at the bench. The next measurement will choose its tool. The next number will sit along its line.
Length is one number along a line, chosen carefully. Rod's primitive, the first dimension of careful measurement.